Hello, Africa. This is Inquiry, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Akwe Thompson, in Washington. Today, body height.
The fact that men get intimidated by taller women.
Yes.
That I experienced that too. It's almost like they come with this preconception that you think you're all that because you're tall. Mm-hmm. You know, you must be full of yourself.
Same thing with height and all this kind of thing. Uh-huh. It is expected that the man is a little taller than the woman, all those kind of things.
Yeah. So what is your preference in terms of men?
I don't want to discriminate, but I think my preferred choice would be someone that can look at me on an eye level.
I think also it depends on your swag, you know? You can be short or not so tall as a man, but you have so much confidence.
I would respectfully say that it's a bit of a shallow thing to say, you know, that this person can be the nicest person, he can be in love with me, he can have so much respect for me, mm-hmm. but if he's an inch shorter than me, then, you know, I'm not going to pay no attention.
Does your height ever pose a problem for you when you're tall or short? What's your preference when it comes to the opposite sex? This is Inquiry. In today's edition, we'll crisscross Africa to find answers to the numerous questions generated by this extremely important topic. Stay tuned, friends.
Mr. Pizza, tell me, who do you think you are? Mr. Pizza, you're never gonna get my love.
And let's welcome to the show the beautiful Idil Osman from the Somali Service. Hello, Idil.
Hey, Akwe.
Patrick Deya from upstairs, second floor.
Hello, Akwe.
And on the phone with us today, Chinime Wilson.
Hey, Akwe, hi, Idil.
Ronish Datia lives and works in Kano State, Nigeria. As a regular participant on the show, he always comes across as a very, very confident young man. But I'm curious to know how tall he is and how he likes his women.
I love them tall.
You love them tall. You must be a very be a very short man yourself then.
I'm 5'7".
Okay, not bad, not bad.
And how? That makes the average.
That makes the average. Yeah. Now, how tall can they be for you?
As tall as myself or taller, but not shorter than myself.
You don't have a problem going out with a lady taller than you?
No, I really don't. I really love it.
What if they are taller already and then they wear high heels? That makes them even more.
I would tell them no. That would make them look like my mother, and I wouldn't be happy.
Why? Why your mother? What do you mean? Is your mother taller than you?
I mean, you going out with a lady that is tall already, and then she's putting on high heels. It makes her so tall. Man, somebody sees you walking with that lady. The impression the person gets is that. That is a lady walking with her younger brother, and it's
not good. So that would be a problem, right?
that would be a problem. You look like you. It will make me to look like her younger brother.
And what about shorter women? How short can they be?
Any woman that is shorter than me, I don't really pray for her. I'm not really down for her.
Yeah, really?
I prefer them tall.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah.
there's a woman, a colleague of mine, that is sitting very close to me, and she's laughing.
What is she laughing about? Why?
She's laughing because she's shorter than myself. Right?
Tell her to come on and put in her 2 cents.
Pardon?
Tell her to come on and say something.
Okay,
now
she's come on and say something.
What? Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Did you hear what Rowling said about short women?
Yeah, I heard what he said. I told him he's not serious.
He's not serious. Yeah.
Yes, he's not.
So how short are you?
Well, I'm not short. I guess I'm 5'4" or something.
All right. That's not too bad.
I'm just slightly shorter than him.
Slightly shorter than him.
Slightly.
Yeah, and he's making all this big noise about short women, huh?
Don't mind him. Anyway, I'm married, so I don't care. He's like my younger brother. Don't mind him.
Well, thank you, Rawlings, and thank you, Olu. This is Inquiry, and we're discussing body height.
You think I learned my lesson, but I'm still paying dues. Each time I drink and start to think I'm 10 feet tall.
I I liked how she said, "Oh, I'm about 5'6" Precise. But going on like she's rounding off.
Yeah. What difference does it make anyway?
Wow. Well, you know, I like all guys, but in practice, I have dated shorter men. Uh-huh. I mean, not shorter than me, but not, you know, just a little taller. I do prefer them taller, at least like 5'10", you know, between 5'10 and 6 feet. But once they're above 6 feet, they're too tall because you have to stretch your neck too high to kiss them.
But for the men, that is what is what's interesting. When she has to, you know,
tiptoe. And the embrace is reached out.
Yeah, so Patrick, what's your preference?
Well, I really don't have a preference, but coincidentally, I've not dated much shorter women than I am. The taller ones are, you know, closer to my eye level. So
I think that's a good point, actually.
Yeah.
You tend to notice people that are on your eye level.
Exactly, uh-huh.
You know? Eye gaze.
Yes. But what do you say, though? You know? I mean, you're a fairly tall woman, right? And very elegant to me, look, you know? So what is your preference in terms of men?
I don't want to discriminate, but I think my preferred choice would be someone that can look at me on an eye level. I'm 5'10", so anybody who's shorter than 5'10", I'm going to have to look down, they're going to have to look up, you know. It could be problematic if you're trying to communicate and, you know, strike a balance. But yeah, I don't discriminate.
But you wouldn't want the one that you would have to tiptoe to, you know, to kiss?
Well, if I have to tiptoe, that means he's a giant.
Well, Patrick is 6'3", we have to tiptoe.
I don't have to tiptoe. I mean, we're pretty much on eye level.
It's eye level, okay.
Yeah, but I mean, if I have to tiptoe, that means he's 6'9", you know, 6'8". We're talking very, very tall.
But it's that part of the package that, you know, what is the attraction at the very first sight? A lot of people say, oh, it's the heart and whatnot. But the very first time you see a woman, right, or a woman sees a man, what attracts them to this person?
The very first impression.
Is the physical
attributes.
The physicality,
mm-hmm.
The attributes.
There are some people you're not attracted to at first physically, but when you get to know them, then you get to like them.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
But you have to be attracted to them physically first for you to cross that border, don't you?
Some people you're not physically attracted to, but then when you start going out with them, you realize that there's something about them you like.
Mm.
I don't know. Am I right? Am I wrong?
I get you. I do get you. I think when that tends to happen, in my experience, is if we, by chance, happen to talk and you get to see their personality. Mm-hmm. But, you know,
exactly.
Normally you wouldn't look at them.
Right.
You see a woman, very pretty,
right?
Right. But they're like 5'5".
I don't know.
Strikingly beautiful, right?
He's playing the devil's advocate.
You wouldn't look?
You may look. You may look.
Yes. Patrick is ruling me out because I'm 5'5" and I'm beautiful.
No, I wouldn't rule you out.
Shit, man, you're not 5'5". You're taller than 5'5".
No, that's heels. Those are with the heels. All right. I am 5'5".
Shinibe, you're gorgeous. Don't let nobody tell you anything different.
There you see. All right. Now, all you inquiry men out there, how would you like to meet a tall, elegant woman from West Africa? She lived and worked in Europe before coming to the U.S. How has her world travel shaped her opinion about men? That is, short men and tall men. I'm curious to know. How about you? Stay tuned. And for those of you just joining us, this is Inquiry, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
And welcome back to Inquiry. Tonight on Inquiry, body height. Aisha Kouyaté is a former Miss Mali International. She's tall and she looks elegant. And I asked her if being tall is an asset for her.
I think, because obviously that height has opened doors for me that I don't think I would have had before. Of course, the Miss Africa International pageant doesn't have the first, you know, requirement of being tall. But because of that, I've been to different places, many places where my title as Miss Mali International. I've gone to different events where, I was noticed, and not just to be noticed, but also being able to talk about it, because every time I go somewhere, people ask me, wow, how tall are you, basically? And it's not this time. It's not on the bad side. It's not negative at all. It's more, you know, positive.
Positive, okay. What about the average day-to-day life? When you go to the mall, for example, or you go grocery shopping?
When I go to the mall or grocery shop, I think I've never paid attention to that until I get a comment. Like, I remember last week, I took the bus, and as soon as I entered the bus, the bus driver asked me, wow, how tall are you? And I just started laughing. It's funny because I hear it all the time. So it was just positive. They're not surprised and not shocked by my height.
Uh-huh.
So they just say, oh, and a lot of comments I hear, I wish I was as tall as you are and all that. Then when I enter a store and I can't find my size, that becomes a problem. Because
yes, I was going to touch on that. How problematic is that?
It is really problematic, especially I have a European style. I think the American style is quite different from the European style.
That is correct. That is correct.
I'm very concerned about the cut of the suits that I wear.
Yes.
I can only find them at Zara store, for instance, just because it's the Spanish store from Spain, and we have that in France, and they have that special store for tall girls. Then they have some for a medium size, but I know I can find my outfit there. I can find anything I want without a problem. Now, if I go to New York Company or Express, they have some tall pants, but the cut is not what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm. What about shoes?
Well, I'm an 11, so that's another problem. I have to find Italian shoes all the time or French shoes, because it's hard to go to American stores and like DSW.
Okay, now, when it comes to the opposite sex, are you considered a challenge to some men as far as your height is concerned?
I love this question. I've had this experience like over and over again. What I noticed is that French men, and I would say most of the European men, don't have a problem with that, an issue with that. But our African brothers some of them have problems with that.
Okay.
And for some reason, I will tell you, Malian men don't have a problem with that, because most of the time they're taller than the women.
Okay.
Senegalese, the same thing. Uh-huh. And I would say West African men don't have a big problem with that.
Tonight on Inquiry, we're discussing body height.
Can't you hear me when I go? Well, you ain't so big. You just talk with God and all. Come on, Brother Greg. Woo!
Malian men, Senegalese men wouldn't have a problem. I know if we put Aisha in some African countries, I'm not going to mention names. She's gonna have a problem.
Do you know what? She's made two very good points, I think. The fact that men get intimidated by taller women.
Yes.
I get that. I experience that too. I mean, it's almost like they come with this preconception that you think you're all that because you're tall. Mm-hmm. You know, you must be full of yourself. So, you know, they come with that defense kind of, you know, intimidated feeling towards
that's
you.
Shallow, though.
But I know.
It is, but I think it's also just the how the male are wired. I mean,
you can't be taller than me.
You can't be taller than me. You can't be bigger than me.
But they don't.
Plus, I think it is also just a matter of, I don't want to be looking up at her. I don't know. Men get intimidated.
So what do you do in situations like that, Adol?
I get them to sit down. Yes. At least they'll feel comfortable. Look at me on an eye level, you know.
You know, there was this stereotype growing up about short men, that they had this really bad ego. So I don't know if you guys noticed that or experienced that, but like... Yes. Growing up, like, if a man was really short, it's like he had to defend himself and had to compensate for being so short.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Chinami.
Yeah.
I know you said you're 5'5", which, man, I don't know. I don't believe it, but...
No, I'll take off my shoes next time.
How do you react when you run into a man that is shorter than you? And
I don't find it attractive at all, personally.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a midget.
Yeah. It's the worst I could have seen myself doing. Maybe a little taller, maybe 5'6", 5'7". But even that doesn't really blend well with my mind.
Uh-huh.
So I just like taller guys. At least 5'10", at least 8'0" height, you know. But again, not past that 6'1". Mm-hmm. Because, I don't know.
So now you're ruling me out.
But what is, if he's strikingly handsome and, you know, he's all muscle and all that, you know?
But the practical aspect of the physical, you know, it makes it more complicated. Then you have to carry you up each time and all this stuff.
But that should be a plus, Chinime.
Well, when I hug you, I don't want to be like below your legs when I'm hugging you.
Now, the other problem that Aisha was talking about is finding the right clothes or the right fit when it comes to clothes. And you were saying that she must be really, really tall.
I think
so, yeah.
Because the tall and, I think they're called tall and large shops or something like that.
Big and tall.
Big and tall, there you go.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you must be like, you know, at least over 6'1".
Oh, but in America, big and tall is big and tall.
Well, America, it's the average culture. Yeah. Big and tall. Everyone's big and tall.
Big and tall. I went into a Nordstrom, one of these outlets of Nordstrom, and I'm looking at size 20 shoes.
My goodness.
Was it 17, 18 shoes?
Well, that's what I mean by America. Is, you know, they're big. Big and tall is average, so you've got to be extremely big and extremely large for you to go to the big and tall ones. Yeah. I'll share a story with you.
Okay.
In London, there's this guy that I when I used to work for the local newspaper back home, there's this guy who won an award for some community organization that he was involved with. Now, he's Somali by origin. He is 7'5".
Wow.
You know the phone boxes that they have in England?
Uh-huh.
He could literally rest his elbow on the phone box, on the top of the phone box.
Those red boxes.
Yes. You know the tall ones?
Yeah.
I mean, they're like easily 6'5".
Yeah, uh-huh.
You know what I mean? He could rest his elbows on the top of the phone box. Can you believe that?
Uh-huh.
It was crazy. I mean, he had specially designed a car where the back seats were taken out and he had his front seats located at the back seats, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the gear was like pushed forward so that he could have space to drive the car.
And if you were to meet him somewhere and then he made a pass at you, what would you do?
I'd be scared. I'd run for my life.
Well, why? Why would you be scared of you?
Jennifer, we're talking someone twice my size.
Yeah, but he may be a gentle giant.
A gentle giant. Yeah, we're going down the road of Roald Dahl then. The big friendly giant.
There you go. 7'5". Now, moving right along, when women dream of their prince charming on a white horse, how does he come? Tall or short? I can't answer that because I don't know, right? You're tuned to Inquiry, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service, and it comes to you on Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America.
What's going on? What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Vunganyi, right here in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We love to have you on board. This is Upfront on the Voice of America. Heart, heart.
Upfront is a show that explores issues
that affect your daily lives. Don't move. Don't move that dial. Get your snacks. Get your cup of tea or your cup of coffee. Put your feet up. This is Upfront. Cheers, cheers. Clink, clink.
Yeah, now there's the youth culture that is being practiced by the youth globally.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like the problem is that once the funds are sent to these developing countries, it sometimes gets in the wrong hands, and then it's the actual people that are supposed to be benefiting from these funds really never even get to see.
What does this mean for your local culture? Is it being threatened? Should your parents be worried? Let's talk. This is Upfront of the Voice of America. You can follow me on Twitter. My handle is @UpfrontAfrica. And remember, you can always send us an email here on the show. It's upfront@voanews.com.
Love African music?
Music time in Africa.
This is Heather Maxwell, and if you do, Music Time in Africa is the perfect show for you. Tune in to listen on the radio Saturdays and Sundays at 0900, 2000 and 2100 UTC. You can also listen to the show day or night on the internet. Go to voanews.com and voaafrica.com and click on Music Time in Africa. You'll find past and present radio shows and a link to my blog, African Music Treasures. This is Africa through its own music. Oldies, classics, traditional music, Afropop, and fusion. You get it all right here in one beautiful bundle on VOA's Music Time in Africa.
And welcome back. This is Inquiry, and we are discussing body height.
Short people are just the same.
Ellen Dunbar is the organizer of the Miss Africa pageant here in the USA. She's quite an elegant lady herself, and I was curious to know how she likes her men, tall or short.
Well, I'm 5'7".
That's fairly tall.
Well, I think 5'9 is tall. Mm-hmm. I could have been 5'8 or 5'9, mm-hmm. God only give me 5'7". But
for a woman, I think 5'7 is just fine.
I'm not short. I can't say I'm short, so I thank God for my height.
No, you're not short. I mean, you don't come across as being short. But the question I'm asking is,
to answer your question about guys,
mm-hmm.
This much I'll say, I've never dated anyone shorter than me.
Why not? You did that consciously.
Yes, I did it consciously.
Consciously,
If I walked in a room, and I'm telling you all my secrets now, Akwe, and all the guys will get mad at me, but if I walked in a room, anyone... Well, I won't even say my height because I always wear high shoes.
Okay.
I always wear high shoes.
That would make you like 5'9".
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's safe to assume that anybody shorter than 5'9 should step aside. Come on, you grew up and you think about the tall, dark, handsome hero, you know, riding a white horse on a beach.
Uh-huh.
Heroes are never short, Akwe. They're never short.
They're never short. That's, I don't know.
I mean, and I'm not. I'm saying this only half in jest. Personally, and I'm just being real.
Uh-huh.
I will not date anyone shorter than I am because I won't be able to get past the height. But those are such superficial things.
Yes.
That, you know, I don't want to tell the young ladies that pay attention to me or that I mentor that, okay, you have to pay attention to looks. Looks are only skin deep.
Yes.
Now, seriously, if someone came and he were 5'6", of course I'll have to sell all my shoes or throw them away. But if the height were the only exception,
yeah,
I won't say, well, you know what, you're nice, you're sweet, and you're in love with me, and you're gentle, and all the good things I want, but you're too short. I won't say that. But as humans, my question to myself is, am I even going to let it get to the point where I even find out those things about him? Now, if you are 5'3", and a guy,
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, of all the women in the world, why would you come to me 5'7"? You know, come on.
Well... It's not just the height, you know. I mean,
It really isn't just the height. Now, will I make friends with someone shorter than I am? Of course I will. And I'd be very, very sweet to them.
Mm-hmm.
But will I be able to get past their...
How short they are.
I won't say how they look, but their attractiveness. And part of the attractiveness in a person, you know, we don't like to admit it, but height does come into it.
It seems to me that height is very important based on what Ellen is saying. Thank you very much, Ellen. And this is Inquiry, and we're discussing body height.
Get up on your feet before the night is through for you. Let's get down to the beat. Bump it, stomp it, jam, triple dip. Get the party started. Get it on, get a move on, kid. Rock to the beat. Bump it, stomp it, jam, triple dip. Get on up.
I would respectfully say that it's a bit of a shallow thing to say, you know, that this person can be the nicest person, he can be in love with me, he can have so much respect for me, mm-hmm. but if he's an inch shorter than me, then, you know, I'm not going to pay no attention. I do think that there has to be a room for a bit of, you know, wiggling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, at the end of the day, there's other qualities that are more important than the physical assets.
Yeah, but how do you get past the first step?
if he's 5'6 and she's 5'7, come on, we're talking an inch.
Yeah. Oh, of course. And if she's wearing the high heels, then she's...
Of course, exactly. Take off your shoes. Sit down. You know?
Chinebe, are you still there?
Yeah, I am.
You're missing the fun.
I know. I agree with Edo that, you know, ultimately, if you really found every other quality you were looking for, then yeah, you kind of, you know, wink and, you know, overlook the 1 inch difference.
I have a true story here. When I was in Germany way back, there was this lady from Tanzania, and she was about maybe 5'4", I don't know, right? And she always said she would never, ever date a short man. In fact, there were two of them. One of them was from Tanzania. Mm. She's Indian origin. The other one was Indonesia.
Mm.
Both very pretty, attractive and all that. But they all swore that. They both swore that. And they both ended up marrying the shortest man that I ever seen. True story, yes. So what would make one...
The short man's African?
Oh, no, they're European. One French, one German.
The bottom line, I think, is the total package. Mm. You know, with time, a number of these things, knowing somebody with time, a number of these things, which include the height, mm-hmm. may be lessened once you, you know, get to know the person.
Yeah, when you strike up a real relationship. Yeah.
Exactly, mm. when you strike up a real relationship, the qualities that they bring to the table.
Yeah.
No, that's true. I've also met some short guys that, I don't know, seem like they went out of their way to marry tall women.
And they do. That's why I asked him the question. Usually when men say that I'd like to go out with tall men, yeah. and they're bound to be short.
You know.
Like, yeah, it's like they want to compensate.
Right.
It stimulates their male ego.
I guess so, yeah. They like to look up to them.
Yeah, they want to walk down the street and say, look at me, I have a tall, beautiful lady, even though I'm short.
Uh-huh. I think it's also the society. I mean, when you look at it, over time, in the same realm of older men dating younger women.
Mm-hmm.
Without any qualms, you know, mm-hmm. without anybody. But the moment the opposite happens, that, you know,
An older woman and a younger man.
And a younger man. There's a lot of questions
She's
around
called it. A cougar.
Right. Exactly. Oh, a cougar.
A cougar.
and that's, I think that's the same thing with height and all this kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
It is expected that the man is a little bigger than the woman
mm-hmm.
or a little taller than the woman, all those kind of things,
yeah.
you know.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, Akwe, I think also it depends on your swag, you know. You can be short or not so tall as a man, but you have so much confidence and swag.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Go to it's true. I mean, not to put him out there, but one of our music hosts there at VOA, you know, he's not that tall, but he has a lot of swag, and I think he's cool. You know, the way he dresses. I know y'all know who I'm talking about, but...
But listen, Ellen was saying that when you girls are growing up and you're dreaming about the Prince Charming on a white horse, what do you dream about?
That's exactly what it is, a dream.
Okay. But the horse has to be white.
The horse has to be white. I don't know whether, you know, maybe
the
a big, tall African man who has dealt with a lion.
A black mandingo. A black mandingo guy.
Or who can pound that yam.
All right. Well,
but honestly, I don't think any of those dreams ever comprise of a shorter man than you, though.
On that note, that ends our show today on Body Height. Let's thank Rawlings Datia in Kano State, Nigeria, Aisha Kuyate, former Miss Mali and Miss Africa USA, and Ellen Dumba, who organizes the Miss African pageant. And of course, thank you, Chinime Wilson, wherever you are. Thank you, Chinime.
You're welcome, Akwe.
And thank you, Idil Osman. And thank you, Patrick Deya.
Oh, we've had fun.
That's all we have today for Inquiry. We ask you to send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is inquiry@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-203-4892. That's 202-203-4892. And please leave us a message. Thanks for tuning in and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Inquiry. I can't wait for this one. The topic is in-laws. Right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, D.C., this is Akwe Thompson. See you next Monday.
mutima yanje ni abizi.